fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 28th day, of July. Well, we're hoping that Dr. Huff would call in. He hasn't called in yet. He's had a lot of things going on in his life. So in the meantime, we will continue with open lines at 512-248-8252. It's been said that, and I don't know how true it is, that the computer technology that the government has, the military and the government has, is 20 years ahead of anything that we have available off the shelf. It's also been said with some accuracy that the computer technology that we do have access to basically doubles about every 18 months. I'm not sure if that's still true or not. If we have a computer person, some kind of techie that is more up to speed on that, we'd be glad to hear from them. Maybe it's doubling every year. I don't know. But I know I'm working on my own computers here at my location, my studio. I'm not a technical person. Don't pretend to be. I have to rely on those that have that expertise to do the things I want to do. My home studio is soon to be live streaming. No commitment yet. We're doing more testing next week before we go public with this. But it's a challenge. It's been a challenge. My wife, the lovely Mrs. Moore, and my webmaster have been working on this. We've been using outside experts here and there. Bought a special program to let us do that. Bought one brand new computer that was supposed to be adequate. Turned out it wasn't. Had to buy a second new computer that we now know is adequate. And moving forward with that and getting ready to live stream with everything being perfect. It'll be beautiful with a very nice background, good lighting, professional lighting, and so forth. And once that's ready to go, we'll let everybody know. It's been this is the eighth month that we've been at this. So we started around December of last year. So this is the eighth month. Really got going in January. So it's been quite a while. And of course, let's see. We got a caller here. We got Charlie in Florida.
Hey, John.
Go ahead.
Are you there?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to call. I didn't know. I kind of changed the subject a little bit. I don't know if you knew this or not. I hadn't heard you say much about it, I don't know if you knew this, but this is going to be Mike Rivero's last day at RBN. He's retiring after today. This is going to be his last day. I know you two have had some interactions in the past.
We've had some private discussions. It's always good to talk to Mike. He's a great guy. He's been a great host here at the Republic Broadcasting, and he'll be a great loss. And I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah, I heard you. Remember when you went on there to talk about, what was it, that stuff that Stu Peters was talking about, the stuff in the water, you know?
Right.
And all that stuff. I remember when you went on a show for that. And but, yeah, I just thought I'd let you know because I hadn't heard you mention it. And he is going to be lost. It's going to be felt. And a lot of people have been calling in and stuff. I know you go to bed early, and I don't know, but. You know, you might want to give him a call or something if you get a chance, you know,
on
the show today.
I'll give him a call, thank him for his service, and wish him well in his further pursuits. So that's a loss, and I don't know who will be taking his place, but I'm sure we'll find somebody to fill in that time slot.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him, yeah. All right, thank you, John. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Well, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. I was just thinking this morning about guests I've had in the past. I've had three regular guests who have passed on. One fellow, he was up in Canada near the Arctic Circle. Learned a lot from him. The Canadian healthcare system killed him. People in the United States typically do not die from an abscess tooth. That's a rare, rare occasion. But the Canadian healthcare system didn't give him proper attention, and how do you die from an abscess tooth? I mean, how is that possible? But in Canada, with the healthcare for all that they have, that's what happened. My friend Ann Morrison, she passed on. It's been more than a year. She was a great lady. We were personal friends, and she was an environmental engineer and very helpful in my research I did on the secret facility built in St. Charles County, beginning in the, when was it, in the 1970s. They began at around 1979 or so, 1980. Another fellow, he was our firearms expert. He had a severe illness. His last broadcast was less than 2 weeks before he passed on. He was a great guy also. So that's just life. It's just a cycle of life, is that we get to be here on this planet for a short period of time, do what we can do, and then it's time to move on to whatever is next, depending on your beliefs. So, Mike Rivera, Michael, you had a good run here at Republic Broadcasting. We certainly appreciate your service and wish you the best, sir, in your future pursuits. It's an undertaking. It really is an undertaking. It's a big commitment to do these shows. So I'll be talking to him. I hope to talk to Mike before the day is over and get caught up with him privately on what's going on with Michael. And getting back to this topic of aliens, alien technology, there's been no public discourse yet that I'm aware of on the satellites. I've mentioned this before, but there was a group that brought me to Springfield, Missouri to do a presentation, Messianic Jews. Those are Christians that keep the Jewish holidays, is how I characterize them. Great people. They had a hotel meeting room open to the public. It was a 3-hour presentation with two 15-minute breaks. So before the first break, I was talking about the Black Knight satellite and related topics. And the guy on stage left, front row, was making notes and nodding his head. So the break came up, I introduced myself, and I asked him, "Sir, what agency are you with?" He says, "Oh, I'm not with any agency, John. I'm in the private sector. I'm in the satellite industry." And he goes on to tell me what he knew, as much as he could without jeopardizing his paycheck and his pension. He says, "There's dozens of satellites up there that we didn't put up there. Some as old as the Black Knight satellite, 12,000 years old. The majority of them up there since World War II. He says, "Think about it. If you're sending up a new satellite, it could be worth $1 million, $2 million, $10 million. You have to make sure you know the altitude, the speed, the size, the orbit of everything that's up there. It's not optional. So everything orbiting Earth is very carefully mapped and very well known." I didn't mention this the first hour, but I'll mention it now. He says these satellites that we earthbound human beings did not put up there, the closer you get to them, the stronger the electromagnetic signal gets, to the point where you can hurt yourself and cause injury to anything approaching. They have a defense mechanism built in that anything approaching them will be damaged by this strong and growing stronger electromagnetic signal, strong to the point where it could injure or kill human beings approaching it. I don't know what it would do to equipment, but apparently it would harm that equipment, also fry the insides of it. I'm not sure how that works, but obviously it does work. there's been theories bandied about for decades that the powers that be would try to have a fake god in this revelation, that they would have entities claim to be those that made human beings as opposed to God making us, in order to destroy our heartfelt religious beliefs, no matter what they might be, whether it's Christianity, Buddhism, Native American beliefs, Islam, whatever. I don't know. I know the technology exists to do that. What I've seen the last 3 years tells me they're willing to do anything to achieve their goals. They're willing to kill off 90% of the human population. There's a lot of speculation whether there's going to be a new virus that will be promoted as being more deadly than the first. Of course, the first one killed 0.3% of the people that got it. 0.3% of the people that got it. And those, almost all of it, had pre-existing conditions, or were within 1 year of dying from something anyway. That's just, once again, the cycle of life. Everybody in the healthcare industry knows that it's fairly common and fairly easy to identify human men and women who are within the last year of their life. I've been in my position as the commander of the American Legion. When I first got involved with the American Legion down here more than 20 years ago, we had a bunch of World War II veterans, Korean veterans. They're all gone now. They're all dead. And I observed over the years that the last year these men were alive, they got what I call the old man walk, a very stilted, stiff walk, short steps, maybe 10 or 12 inch steps that were obviously painful. And one by one, one after the other, over the years, I watched each of these men in turn get what I called the old man walk, which took place about a year before they died. So, and that's my observation as a non-medical professional, just as an observer of human behavior. So what will the powers that be have in store for us? Well, you can bet it won't be good, first of all. You can bet it will give them more power and control over us. Those two things are a certainty. Exactly what they'll do, I don't know. Exactly how they'll do it, I don't know either. But you need to be on your toes. You need to maintain your faith, my faith will not be shaken by whatever these alien beings bring to the table, whatever knowledge they bring to the table. I know the teachings of Jesus Christ will stand up against any and all of these kinds of things that come up, because the teachings of Jesus Christ are the truth, and they will survive forever. And these other things, well, that's just technology. I have no fear of that. And, of course, there's other aspects of this, which are the Elohim. Elohim, is that how I heard it pronounced different ways? Elohim, E-L-O-H-I-M. Now, those beings are not gods. They were referred to as lords, which was a title. And they were alien beings that had superior technology. They did. And that's... they may be back, assuming they ever left. But Yahweh, for example, was an Elohim, they're also called Els, and he had a wife. He liked barbecue, and he liked teenage girls. I mean, that's what the Bible says. If you know how to read it properly, that's what the Bible says. Something I found out recently is that at the highest levels of our intelligence agencies, the CIA and others, they have teams, and my friend Steve Bannon is one of those teams, that research the ancient manuscripts, including the Bible, not just the Bible, but other ancient manuscripts, looking for knowledge, looking for wisdom, looking to find out the real deal. Because they know these ancient manuscripts have value. These ancient manuscripts have knowledge. These ancient manuscripts have wisdom in them. And that's why they spend time researching them and working with individuals who understand these ancient languages and can do accurate translations. Something which Christians grew up with is hearing that that John in the Bible ate locusts and honey. Well, it turns out that's a mistranslation. It was locust berries in honey. He wasn't eating bugs. He was eating locust berries, which are still a tasty thing to eat in the Middle East. Locust berries and honey. So he wasn't eating bugs. That's just a minor point to be made when it comes to Bible translations. And of course, there's been multiple Bible translations over the centuries. Fascinating area, and we'll learn more about it. We'll learn the truth that was in the Bible. And I know that beginning 70, 80 years ago, maybe 100 years ago, archaeologists started using the Bible as a guide to locate ancient cities and ancient locations, finding out that the what was in the Bible was accurate to locate the remains of ancient cities that were buried under the sand, under the dirt, that had been there thousands of years ago. Something the atheists don't want to hear about, by the way. You know, atheists, and I have one very dear friend who's an atheist. My father was an atheist. They have their beliefs, and they have their right to have their beliefs. I remember having I've had several discussions with my atheist friend, and he's unshakable in his beliefs. He grew up in a Christian family, but he left it as a young adult and never came back, unfortunately. He presided at the funeral of an atheist friend of his, and they would not permit any prayers. They made sure that no prayers of any sort. It was a very sad event, this funeral for an atheist. And it's the only one I've ever attended. I don't know that I'll ever attend another one. I might not. I don't know. Out of respect, I would do that for the friends and family of the deceased atheist. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. That's in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. Be a whole bunch of great speakers there. They're all listed at my website. You can see their photographs, read their bios. And, of course, you can get your tickets at my website as well. It's coming up pretty quick. If you want your tickets, be sure and get them before they're sold out. Looks like we've got a couple of callers here. First, Charlie in Florida is back. Good morning, Charlie.
Hello, John. I wanted to let you know you changed subjects there quick on me, and you started talking about biblical stuff, and I just wanted to remind people of something, you know, and it has to do with end times and the coming of the Antichrist. And I don't know, we know that it says in the Bible that it will come, there'll be a great cry for peace throughout the land, you know, and that will be the Antichrist will come to power at that time because of a great cry for peace. if this war over there in Russia or something was to elevate to the level of a nuclear threat, or if there was even a false flag nuclear attack or something like that that went on over there, it would certainly cause a great cry for peace throughout the land. And the only people, two people that I know right now that are addressing these subjects of making, of having this war over there are Donald Trump and Bobby Kennedy Jr. So, you know, we need to kind of keep an eye out as to what's going on in this world and who our leaders are and what's going to be happening in the future, which is kind of why I don't really endorse a lot of people. You know, I like Trump. I really do, because of his stand on the economy. But I like some of the things RFK Jr. is saying. But this, if something were to escalate like that, these two men would come to the fore, you know, as far as electability here in the United States. Another aspect of this, too, is that Schwab has recently brought up the subject again about these implantable chips and stuff into your hand, and Musk is talking about a chip implant into the brain where you can connect wirelessly. But the reason why they're saying it is that they believe that in a time of a pandemic or something, these things would be necessary, and that also that we could have all our medical records on these things. So, you know, that's another kind of sign or symbol that has been around for a while, but it's creeping back, this idea of getting these implants into our hands and into our foreheads and stuff. So, yeah, I think we need to keep an eye out for end-time stuff. That's the reason I called back, because you were talking about some of those, then you changed the subject. And this has been on my mind a lot lately, but I want to just share it with everybody and let you know that we as Christians, the people that follow the Bible, we really need to keep an eye out as to what's going on in these current days. I think I don't know if we're in the end of times. We could be approaching the end of times, but I think there are signs and warning signs that we're heading into, could be heading towards those end times.
Charlie, I need to ask you, do you have a blank sheet of copy paper somewhere there that you could pick up and look at?
A blank sheet of paper?
Well, blank sheet of copy paper.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a piece of paper here I can look at. Yeah, I'll cover it up. I got a blank sheet.
Okay. A blank sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Looking at it right now? Yes.
No.
We'll look at it.
Hold on. Let me find one. I'll have to dig one out. Yeah, I've got one here.
Okay, you're now looking at my complete medical record since 1985.
There we go. Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah, well, I got news on that report. I just had to have a biopsy done for my prostate, and because they had found a mass, and I have an enlarged prostate, but I came back called negative all the way around.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah, all yeah, right. Thank God for that, yeah. I just got it yesterday. Just got the report from the doctor yesterday.
Well, so, that'd be a big relief. I'm glad for you there, Charlie. That's wonderful.
Well, I've been eating those seeds, you know, those apricot seeds that you talk about all the time. I've been eating like a handful of them a day for about a year now.
Well, I've been eating 10 a day for more than 20 years. And the protocols of how this works are in the book, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. So, okay. Anything else, Charlie?
No, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, okay. Our next caller is Ron in Missouri. Good morning, Ron.
I called several times about, you know, Dr. Anna Mihalcha and contamination seen in the blood. I referred you all to Substack.com and looking her up. But I found a video that summarizes a lot of her findings, and I think the embalmers that you plan on talking to in the future would probably enjoy looking at this video. It's about an hour long. Anyway, if you go to rumble.com and put in Humanity United Now, she does a great summary. It's about an hour long, and it's about 12 days old now, but it's a great summary, and it shows her evidence. And you know, you listen to her, and she is an MD PhD in pathology, and I think if you watch the video, you know, you can judge her credibility, but I think she's well-spoken, and she presents the evidence for, you know, what she's talking about.
Okay, what's her basic premise again?
You can. Pardon me?
Handle the truth. Hold on, we got a break. Hold on through the break here, Ron. We'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Ron in Missouri, you want to continue your comments here, Ron?
Sure. As I said, you know, Dr. Anna Mihalcha, she runs an outpatient clinic treating long COVID and vaccine injury up in Washington State. She is an MD and a PhD in pathology. So, you know, I think her credentials, you know, speak for her knowledge. And basically, I had said you could go to Substack.com and put her name in. Her last name is spelled Mihalcha, M-I-H-A-L-C-E-A. But, you know, a lot of people don't like to necessarily read articles and such, but if I found that she has a few videos on rumble.com. So if you go to rumble.com and look up well, the title of it is Humanity United Now. And she has a recent video of like 12 days. It's about an hour-long summary of her findings. And, you know, as I said...
Spell the doctor's last name again.
M-I-H-A-L-C-E-A.
M-I-H-A-L-E-C-A?
I'm sorry, M-I-H-A-L-C-E-A.
C-E-A, got it. And her first name again?
Anna, A-N-A.
A-N-A, okay. Real good. Anything else, Ron?
Well, you know, as I said before, you know, the contamination is, you know, pretty much in everybody now. And, you know, she calls it hydrogel. Hydrogel is probably a substrate or maybe the wiring for nanotechnology. You know, when she gets into things like quantum dots and, you know, I get lost. But, you know, it's a contaminant in our blood, not supposed to be there. It, you know, was originally seen in the vaccinated. Now it's in the unvaccinated. And she tells you how you can, you know, see if you got it, which you do. But, you know, there's proofs there, and you can do the proofs and convince yourself that, you know, this is going on.
Okay, Ron, real good. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, thanks for the call. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Once again, I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. That will be August 12th and 13th in Des Moines, Iowa. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. If you have issues with sleep, issues with pain, check out the energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. We have one of our RBN hosts calling here, Chris Steiner. Good morning, Chris.
Hi. Hi, John. Good morning. Just for Charlie, he's mentioning he has prostatitis or inflamed prostate, and one thing that I find helps everyone I've told about it, except with one exception, but it's helped everyone else within 3 days, sometimes as short as, you know, getting some relief within 3 days, having to get up less frequently at night, sometimes even as little as one day, try beta-sitosterol or check into it. Ask your doctor first, of course, but if you have one. But it's called beta-sitosterol or beta-sitosterol, and it's a constituent that's in a lot of those plants and herbs that are good for relieving prostate, like pumpkin seed oil, pigeon, salt, palmetto berry, stinging nettle. They all have beta-sitosterol, and it blocks DHT, dehydrotestosterone, which also causes pattern baldness. But I've known guys without with lots of hair, and they have prostate issues, so beta-sitosterol has helped them. So check into that, and you might want to get even a mixed cytosterol or sitosterol formula that has four different forms of sitosterol. So for anyone listening, I hope that helps.
Okay, real good, Chris. We appreciate the call.
All right, take care.
Okay, we got open lines. Call numbers 512-248-8252. I'll be calling Mike Rivero today or tomorrow. I'll try to, I don't know what his schedule is, catch up with him and congratulate him on all the time he spent with Republic Broadcasting, wish him well. And it's a great loss to RBN to have Michael move on. But that time always comes, no matter who you are, that time always comes when it's time to move on with your life and do whatever's next. I know when I first got started in radio, it was 1995. I was doing a lot of speaking engagements, primarily focused on the Second Amendment and related topics. And it occurred to me that why should I talk to 50 or 60 people at a time when I can talk to thousands at a time? And so I talked to the men and women down there at WGNU 920 on the AM dial. We did a practice session, a one-time appearance, one evening to see if how I could handle it. I handled it okay. They offered me a time slot. And within a few months, I became the most popular host that they had. They even got to the point where they featured me on a billboard. I was the only person on the billboard, full-size billboard, on Interstate I-55 southbound in St. Louis County. It was a great learning experience where I learned a lot. I learned an awful lot working there at WGNU. We had it was an in-studio, of course. My engineer was behind a glass wall that we would have flashcards to communicate back and forth and hand signals. And five incoming lines with no pre-screening. And it got to the point, at least I did, where I could always tell when it was a full moon. Because when it was a full moon, that's when the crazies called in. And if I neglected to look at the calendar and I started getting two or three crazy calls in a row, I would ask my engineer if it was a full moon, and he would verify that it was, in fact, a full moon. So that was a great learning and training experience there at WGNU, 920 on the dial. They had a big, once a year, a big fundraiser, charity fundraiser event for crippled children. The owner of the station was wheelchair-bound himself, great guy. He's since passed on. His sister was one of my big fans, by the way. And so it was a good learning experience, and I'm really glad that I did that. I was with WGNU from 1995 until I think it was about 2000. There was a politician running for office that the only thing he feared was having his voting record. He was a congressman, U.S. congressman, and the only thing he feared was having his voting record exposed, and I was exposing his voting record. And he was paying for time on WGNU. I was ordered by station management to discontinue, giving a very careful and accurate rendition of his voting record, and I got fired because I wouldn't stop talking about this congressman's voting record. He went on to be a U.S. senator for one term, and he voted in favor of the ban on rifles, what were called assault rifles at the time, and high capacity magazines. After that, he gave one public appearance. After that, he never gave another public appearance the rest of the time he was in office. The outrage was so strong and so tough that he just couldn't do that anymore. The dozens of men and women were showing up at these events. They would all get there early, get in the front row of the speaking event, and when he started speaking, they would all just silently stand up with their backs to him without saying a word. That's what they did, and it was very effective, very, very effective, and I'm glad that they did that. So I've been at radio now since 1995. I like it. I like the outreach. I like interacting with people, and it's become a full-time job, and it's a lot of fun. We certainly miss Mr. Stat Miller. It's been now 2 years or so since John passed away. He was the rock that held us all together here at Republic Broadcasting. And now it's time for Mike Rivero to say goodbye. But Republic Broadcasting continues. And we continue to get the word out to hundreds of thousands of people all over the planet. It's a international audience. And we do a good job doing that. And we're not quite self-sustaining. If you've been listening, you hear we have new advertisers. A new advertiser is helping to pay the bills. That's a good thing because we have overhead. We have staff to be paid, rent to be paid, utilities, equipment to be paid for. We're not quite self-sustaining yet. We're working on it. So if you feel in your heart move to make a donation to Republic Broadcasting, we would certainly appreciate that. I would appreciate it personally. So reach down and do what you can afford and to help keep us on the air. That would be great. We're making a difference. I know the outreach is massive. I can go into a supermarket in Key West, Florida, or Anchorage, Alaska, or the capital of Maine, or Southern California, and there's a good chance I'll be recognized. The outreach is nationwide. The outreach is worldwide. We have regular callers from Norway, for example, and Australia. A lot of listeners in Australia. I ship a lot of energy cleaners to Australia. Great people down there. Their government has pretty much been compromised and taken over by the communists, as it has here, unfortunately. I was chastising the Australian police during those lockdowns, what they were doing to their own people. Innocent men and women trying to live their lives was just horrendous. Same thing was happening here, of course. We have police officers arresting pastors conducting a service in an open-air field. How crazy is that? People are in their cars, windows up, air conditioners going, listening to the pastor on the radio and on a platform in front of them. And a police officer shut that down because it violated the COVID restrictions. Come on. At the same time, the casinos were wide open. Give me a break. Now, that was complete insanity. And do they intend to do it again? I think they might. I think they might. I know it's not going to fly in my county. We've had enough of it. You hear Sam Andrews talk about his county down there in Lebanon, Missouri. And they're not going to put up with that silliness. So are they cooking up another plandemic? Probably. They have another batch of clot shots ready to go that will be even more deadly than the clot shots they've been using. And they're going to go for it. Absolutely going to go for it. They're not going to be satisfied until 95% of the human beings on this planet are dead. That's the plan, as recorded on the Georgia Guidestones, which were conveniently blown up more than a year ago. How handy is that? Nobody's been arrested in that matter, as far as I know. Maybe they were getting too much notoriety with the Georgia Guidestones. It was becoming too public, the knowledge on those stones in several languages. I hope to soon have my pastor of my church, Pastor Evan Bell, be a regular guest here at Republic Broadcasting. He's a great guy. He's quite a bit younger than me. He has a wife, three children, one adult young lady, a couple of teenage, a boy and girl. He's been a pastor for quite a while. I don't know how many years, 20 plus years. He was a missionary over in Kazakhstan for a number of years. You learn a lot about human behavior and a lot about how the world works when you live in another country, especially a third world country, for any period of time, like I did for a year living in Vietnam. Things that you never guess how or imagine how people live, what they do day to day, how they get by day to day. They can be, and they are very creative in having a good life and a healthy life, for the most part, with their traditions and their religious beliefs and all the rest of it that goes into it, which I certainly respected all those beliefs when I was in Vietnam. We had Catholics and we had Buddhists. And majority of the Vietnamese population, of course, is Buddhist, probably 75-80%. Within South Vietnam, the Catholics constituted maybe as much as 20%, may have only been 10%, I don't know. But the religious aspects of that war are hardly known at all by the American public. Of course, being an intelligence analyst, I had to learn that culture going back centuries, the Vietnamese culture, to understand these people. It was my job to understand the Vietnamese people, understand the Vietnamese culture, what made them tick, what made them happy, what made them sad, what made them angry, what made them fearful. That was all part of my work as a intelligence analyst in psychological warfare. That's what I did. And I got to be very good at it. And I learned a lot going there as a young man. My feet hit the tarmac in Vietnam 15 months after I graduated from high school, 1 month after I graduated from military intelligence school. So I learned a lot. That's where I grew up. I went there a boy. I came back a man. I saw things, I heard things, I did things that no man should ever have to do, but I did. and I survived, and it made me who I am. Much of who John Moore is a consequence of that 1 year tour of duty in Vietnam. Much of it, it was, and I don't regret it. I would do it all over again. I would do it in a heartbeat. I would do everything all over again. To help the guys, be part of the team. It was a team effort. My goal while I was there was not only survival, but to help out, help my team survive and make sure my team was taken care of, the guys and the men I worked with. So that was my goal, and I was successful in that goal. Here's our last break. We got a top. We'll be back after this break.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. There's a lot. We have a lot to be concerned about. I can't tell you what will happen. I can tell you what might happen. When I'm in Des Moines, my primary focus of speaking there will be the topic of Planet X and related topics. we're getting more information that Planet X is maybe a major issue within the next year or so. I don't know if that's going to be the case. I know it certainly could be the case. I know that people who want to know a date for the arrival of Planet X, a date for when things are going to go wonky regarding Planet X, those are the people who are not living a day-to-day life of preparedness. They're living a comfortable urban, suburban life. They're not living on a hobby farm. Now, the two dozen or so Navy veterans that I've debriefed who were at the classified briefings, they were discharged from the Navy. They bought their acreage in the Ozarks. They started their hobby farms. They start their second career, typically young men and women in their early to mid-40s. And they don't care about a date. What relevance does a date have? Every day that they get up, they do something else to make their hobby farm a better place to survive what's ahead. So a date becomes irrelevant for those men and women. A date is very, very relevant to those who are not prepared. So, okay, I had a note there, but the note went away for some reason. I don't know, something about Missouri antivirus or something. I'm not sure what that was all about. Maybe the note can come back. So just be ready. My mantra for decades, I did my first paid private consultation in preparedness the summer of 1977. That's a long time ago. That's a really long time ago. What is that, 46 years ago? 46 years ago this month. I think it was July, as a matter of fact. So my mantra for decades has been to live a life of preparedness. And it will continue to be. That's the smart thing to do. That's the right thing to do. I'm not saying give up the things that make you happy, whatever that might be. Maybe it's hunting, fishing, riding a bicycle, playing tennis, playing pickleball, watching sporting events, whatever it might be, family events, church events. No. By all means, don't give up those things. Live a life of joy and fulfillment on one hand. On the other, also make what I call prudent preparations. That's just a simple and smart thing to do. It is. And I hope you will do that. That's what I do. You know, I live a life of preparedness. My electrician is wrapping up getting my house here ready to be off grid. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Marie Lassiter. Stay tuned.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.